It's Ask the AD with Boise State's athletic director, Kurt Abse, joining us here in studio on Sports Radio The Tickets, off of an athletic director's NCAA athletic director's symposium. A lot of spring meetings across the country, right, Kurt? This was no exception, sort of a learning opportunity for you and about 99 other ADs.
Yeah, it was good. Pat Hayden down there does a great job and attracted a lot of athletic directors across the country. It's always good to get with those guys and see that they're going through some of the same challenges that we are. And so it's always good to talk about someone who's actually in the seat and going through the same things and, you know, picking their brain a little bit, which is helpful, and had some great speakers down there. And I was really only down there for about 2 days and got back late this afternoon, but brought home a lot of good stuff.
Those are the kinds of conventions, meetings that Caves and I would love to attend. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
You're probably going to tell me that you stayed at a fancy resort in California. I mean, are you sure you didn't stay at the Howard Johnson's in Des Moines, Iowa? How come all these conventions are at fancy California resorts and not in Kansas?
Hey, location, 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 right? That's what brings them, so made sense.
Well, here's a question for you. I wonder, of these 99 ADs that you may have visited, whether you maybe met for the first time, some of them, how many of them still want to look under the hood at Boise State and think, so how do you guys do this? You know, I mean, because there's got to be a bunch of them that are educated to how this all works.
You know, probably not as much. We really didn't talk about that much. I mean, I get calls once in a while, but it's from schools probably that are more our size that are trying to maybe crack it like we did a few years ago. I mean, for us, it came down to some wins on the road, you know, and I think that the main focus is just making sure that, you know, you're giving those coaches what they need and that they're grooming these guys, and they're not going to get the 4-star kid usually at a Boise State, and you got to develop them. And that's really what happened with us. I mean, we had a great coaching staff who brought guys in that were willing to work hard. There's no secret formula to it. And we happened to win some big games on the road, one in particular 10 years ago. And, you know, it changed our world. And it's always funny when they ask me the question, like, there's this, you know, secret Einstein formula that we came up with at some point. But it had nothing to do with that. It really was just going through the process and sticking to it. So that's really what I tell them. And they kind of look at me and go, oh, really? That's it? And I said, yeah, that's about it. So
let me flip that question on you. There's some sports writers in my world that I idolize, and I'd like to have them as mentors and talk to them. I know Cave just talked about some radio people that he really looks up to. You're new in this business. Well, you're not new in this business. You're new in this title. You're new in this role. When you show up at a convention like that where there's 100 top athletic directors, are there a couple of guys that you look up to that you idolize, or programs that you want to ask those questions about that Jeff just asked you about Boise State?
There's a few. Not so much about, you know, what they have or how their teams are doing. I talk to those guys more about, you know, how they handle their staff maybe and how they set up that, you know, that administrative team and what kind of people they look for in certain positions and maybe how they handle student conduct. And what I really try to get out of that, I really try to tend to go talk to the guys that have really been doing it a long time. And for the most part, you know, when you talk to a guy like Mitch Barnhart at Kentucky, or had a good conversation with Todd Stansberry, who's now at Oregon State, who I've known for a while, and Dan Guerrero down there from UCLA, who I've known, and it's just always good to run some of those things. I mean, I've actually run, you know, certain instances by him and just kind of said, you know, what do you think? How would you approach something like this? And what better way to reach out to someone who's been through it 100 times? And usually I'm most of the time I'm somewhat right, but they always seem to be able to throw a little something extra in there where you kind of sit back and go, oh, okay, that might be a better way to go about it. So from my standpoint, it's just being around guys that have been doing it a long time, and there's nothing more valuable than that, so I try and take advantage of it.
Kurt Abse, our guest, Ask the AD. You can hashtag Ask the AD or send us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. I don't know if we've ever asked you this, and I'm sure it isn't fair, but we'll do it anyway. But how much of how you run Boise State's athletic department is what you learned from Gene Blamire?
Somewhat. I mean, some of it is. You know, I guess the one thing I would say about Gene is he wasn't real hesitant in making decisions. He would kind of look at the facts, come to a conclusion, get it done, wasn't real emotional about it. And that's really hard, especially when you're dealing with personnel or you're dealing with student athlete conduct where, you know, you've got feelings and emotions and people take things personal. And so I saw him do that, and you know, sometimes I'd look at him and go, man, are you really going to go that direction? And he just would do it. And so, you know, you always have that love-hate relationship, I think, with an athletic director, but I think a lot of people just don't understand what goes into some of those decisions. So that part of it was helpful. He was an outside-of-the-box thinker, you know, obviously came up with some crazy ideas at Boise State, one being that blue turf.
And, right.
You're just one of those guys that was always, you know, kind of thinking outside the box. And then I thought I was able to help him on the external side. So, you know, I was the one out in the community and he was the one managing inside. And, you know, don't get me wrong. He also raised a lot of money for us as well. But, that probably more than anything is something that sticks in my mind.
All right. The APR rankings came out. Boise State a top 15 school. It makes us ask, how is it that Boise State's APR, Kurt, is so successful? Is it the time, and we're talking football primarily, because there's so many numbers involved in football. Is it the type of kids they choose, the support of the academic people? Is it the winning program? I know it's all of it, but what is the most important thing? Is it sort of good in, good out? Is it the type of kid they bring in there?
Well, I think that's the most important thing is who you're recruiting, what kind of family they come from, you know, what their record might be academically before they come to Boise State. And you guys know we've got some kids that probably are more at risk in that area, but we identify them when they come in. So part of it is certainly, without a doubt, the type of kid that we recruit to come to Boise State. And then I think it's really important, and I think we've done a good job of this, is we surround them with a coach who is in the practice of making sure that they understand how important it is to do well in the classroom and to get their degree. And then we have an academic support team of 5 or 6 full-time people, and they watch over that every single day. And it's not just about, you know, making sure they go to class or making sure they're handing in homework. We want to make sure they're taking the right classes and on track, taking classes that maybe are a little more difficult for them during the times of the year where they're not grinding in their sport. So you map that out for them, and then you talk to them about what they really want to accomplish. You know, what kind of degree is it that they want to get? And you make sure you try and get them in something where you're not just placing them into a certain area of study, but hopefully you're doing something for them that they're actually interested in. So, and again, that comes from the coach and the academic team, and we've got a great group of people that follow up on that, watch it very closely. The other thing that I think we're able to do is identify a problem before it becomes a big problem. We can sit that kid down, walk him through what he needs to do, have a plan on paper, follow up with him, and I think it's all that. But I would say those two things most important: have a great academic team that understands which direction they should go, and then maybe even more importantly, make sure that our coaches are out there bringing the right kinds of kids in that actually think that, you know, successful academics is important. I think we've done a good job there.
You said something that's really interesting. Do you guys, whether it's an unofficial program or official program, you know, let's say there's 100 guys on a football team. Do you sit, not you, but maybe Coach Harson and his staff, and eventually it trickles to your desk. These 15 guys, asterisk, 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 because they're the at-risk kids, and we need to keep an eye on them. They need to be in this group, and we need to give them those extra resources. Mm-hmm. Do you define it as closely as like that?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And sometimes you miss them. I mean, you know, you might say, hey, this kid comes in, he's been great. And here's the other thing about it. Whether they're really good in school or maybe they've got some challenges before they come in, college in general is a kind of a slap upside the head when you get there. I mean, that's just a change in lifestyle. You don't have, you know, mom and dad saying, what time did you come home last night? You get your homework handed in. So we all of a sudden become, like we talk about, this second family, and not just because we want to be close-knit, but we've got to be the ones that are living up to the promise that we're making when we're talking to these kids, when they're incoming freshmen and their parents, when they're sitting at my desk and I'm going, hey, you're going to get a degree from this place and you're going to compete for championships. And that's the one thing those are the two things we're going to focus on. So we make a promise before they even step on campus, so we better be able to live up to that promise when they're here, and we talk about that a lot.
Is there any truth then that Boise State must take of the mid-major schools competing in the West for the same kind of players? Boise State takes their kind of guys off the table, because you can't maintain this kind of APR year after year after year, mm-hmm, without finding the kids who have the best academics and have the best potential that will go to a mid-major group of five school like Boise State. So I would think there is a reputation in the recruiting circles. Kid's got a good SAT, he's got a good GPA, he's got a great background. turns out he's probably going to head to Boise. We can't compete with that. And yet, and they must take him off the table somehow.
I don't know.
Nobody else gets him to this degree.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Jeff. I mean, I think that if we start worrying about everybody else, I think that's the first mistake we make. So it's not also just, and you just mentioned, it's not just about what they're doing in the classroom before they come here. You've got to go into their school. You've got to talk to the principal. You got to talk to the security guy that's there. You got to talk to a math teacher. Then you got to go visit the house, see how that's set up. Is mom and dad around, or is mom or dad around? And if it's just one parent, what kind of parent are there? You know, what kind of parent do you run into? I mean, you know pretty quickly what kind of kid you're dealing with when you walk into the home. And I think that our coaches, for the most part, do a really good job of noticing that, you know, very first and foremost, are we just getting a good person? You know, is this kid going to come and work hard? Because if you have someone who's willing to work hard, even though they may have some challenge, let's just say academically, they can get better. And, you know, we talk about that all the time. Let's just get better a little bit every day. And if you got those kinds of kids that are coming in that are willing to do the work, I think they can be successful, or you know, however successful they want to be. So those are the kind of guys we look for.